A Jewish journal article. Try these delicious party pizzas to celebrate graduates. A pizza adds pizzazz to any graduation party. Here are some fun, unique and delicious pizza options to add to your menu. Hank and Zahava Reinhardt love their recipe for caramelized pastrami and onion pizza. This is the perfect grad party recipe, Hank Reinhardt, founder and president of Sabavi Home, told the journal. It's quick and easy to make, is a crowd pleaser for both young and old, and is a great handheld food. Caramelized pastrami and onion pizza photo courtesy of Sabavi Home. Caramelized pastrami and onion pizza. Into bite-size pieces 1 pre-baked pizza crust or flatbread 2 tablespoons oil 1 large onion, sliced or diced, your preference favorite barbecue sauce. Plus. Any greens of choice garlic mayonnaise spicy mayonnaise, for drizzling. In a frying pan, sauté the onions over medium-high heat in oil until they soften and begin to brown. Add the pastrami and sauté for 5 more minutes until cooked. Add your favorite barbecue sauce. Just enough to coat, and cook a few minutes more, until thickened. Spread the pre-baked crust or flatbread with a generous amount of garlic mayonnaise end to end. Sprinkle the onion and meat mixture in an even layer over the dough. Preheat your barbecue or oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit and heat the pizza until the dough gets crispy on the edges. Drizzle with some spicy mayo and top with greens of choice. Zada pizza photo courtesy of Debbie Kornberg. Debbie Kornberg's delicious Zada spiced pizza was featured at the San Diego-based pizza chain, Pizzaport, as one of their pizzas of the month. It incorporates the flavors of the Middle East and brings you closer to Israel, Kornberg, founder and CEO of Spice Plus Leaf, told the journal. This pizza elevates any informal gathering or celebration. Zada pizza with roasted eggplant, garlic and feta. Pizza dough olive oil spice plus leaf authentic Zada feta cheese fresh mozzarella 1 eggplant. Cut into 1/4-inch slices 10 to 12 whole garlic cloves 1 can of diced tomatoes, drained or 3 to 4 fresh tomatoes, diced 1/4 cup red onion, minced. Prep for roasted eggplant. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Cut eggplant slices into quarters. Lightly brush with olive oil. Sprinkle Zada on top of eggplant. Roast for about 15 minutes until toasty brown. Use 2 teaspoons Zada for 1 cup of eggplant. Prep for roasted whole garlic cloves. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Toss whole garlic cloves lightly with olive oil. Roast until toasty brown and soft on the inside. Roll out pizza dough and drizzle olive oil as base. Sprinkle healthy portion of Zada over pizza. 1 tablespoon of Zada for a small pizza, 1.5 tablespoons of Zada for a medium pizza, 2 tablespoons of Zada for a large pizza. Sprinkle feta cheese or fresh mozzarella cheese over pizza according to your liking. Add Zada roasted eggplant, roasted garlic cloves, tomatoes and red onions. Dust additional Zada over pizza, about 3 to 6 teaspoons, depending on the size of the pizza. Bake at 450 degrees Fahrenheit for about 12 to 15 minutes, depends on thickness of dough asterisk, or until the dough is toasty brown and cheese is melted. If using a pre-made pizza dough, review baking instructions of suggested baking temperature and baking time. If you want to have a dairy graduation party, which I totally recommend because everyone loves lavish cheese plates, then be sure to make this fruit pizza for dessert, Zoe Beal, senior editor of Gluten-Free Palette, told the journal. Gluten-free fruit pizza is a sweet treat made with fresh fruits that are both healthy and tasty. Although the recipe is made with gluten-free flour, you can easily switch it out for regular flour. This is a visually stunning and delicious dessert, perfect for a party, Beal said. The idea of having pizza for dessert is fun and unusual. Gluten-free fruit pizza. Prep time. 5 minutes cook time. 1 hour 30 minutes. Ingredients. Pizza crust 1/2 cup soft butter 1 egg 1/3 cup sugar 1 teaspoon almond extract 1 1/4 cups gluten-free plain flour 1 teaspoon baking powder 1/3 of a teaspoon salt. Cream 1/2 cup cream cheese 3 teaspoons powdered sugar 1/2 cup whipping cream. Decoration 5 to 6 raspberries 5 to 6 blueberries 2 to 3 strawberries 1 kiwi 5 to 6 mint leaves. For the crust, preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. In a mixing bowl, beat softened butter and sugar. Add egg and almond extract and beat again. In a separate bowl, mix all dry ingredients, flour, salt and baking powder. Combine wet and dry ingredients until you get a thick, sticky dough. Transfer the dough to a parchment-lined round baking dish. Put another layer of parchment on top of the dough. Then, Pour ceramic pie weights, weighted beans, or you can use ordinary dry beans, peas or chickpeas to weigh down the crust, on top of it. Bake for 25 to 30 minutes. Then let the crust cool. Assemble the pizza. Mix cream cheese, powdered sugar and whipping cream in a separate bowl. Beat for 1 to 2 minutes until a fluffy, homogeneous cream is obtained. Spread the cream on the crust. Garnish with raspberry, strawberry, blueberry and kiwi slices. Add mint leaves before serving. Note: ensure all ingredients are at room temperature before starting. Enjoy!